Okay, this is I think got 1 month already, got close to 3 to 4 weeks. Okay, so I've been on a holiday. So if you want to watch my travel vlog, right, you can YouTube Google my name Aaron Lin and then travel behind. Okay, so today I'm gonna do this video. Actually this video, the reason why I want to do this video, right, is also very special. I have never thought about doing this video because I thought it would be a very biased video when me as a property agent talk about why being a property agent is very difficult and why you should get a property agent. I think this is not a correct topic lah, and not a good topic to do. But I went to think about it. I spent a lot of time to brainstorm, and then one day I received also, I think it's an email. Somebody emailed me and tell me that there's a lot of hatred to property agents lah. Don't know why, you know. So somehow the HDB portal happened to release, then a lot of people think that this is a way to actually kill the agents away. It means like, oh, no need agent already, got HDB portal already. Okay, so basically that's not true lah, okay, in my opinion. Then I also kind of think about it, how should I explain this video to actually help the consumer or the new agents or even agents in the market today to understand, like, seriously, after 15 years, okay, maybe not let them understand, but after 15 years in the market, right, I just feel that the job of the agent is really not very easy. And a lot of new agents that join, I can say that the success rate is not high. So I remember I did a video something on this being a real estate agent, is it very easy? But at that part, right, I talk about like, oh, very difficult to find clients lah, so and so and so and so. But I didn't really talk about the technical part. So in this video, right, I have actually spent a lot of hours and days trying to come up with the correct topic, come up with the more technical topic, or the technical way of what an agent's job is all about. So I hope that this video, right, can actually give the consumer or the new agents or people that want to become an agent to understand what is really, really the kind of things you need to know, the kind of things that you are doing, and the kind of thing that you're experiencing every day in the real estate industry. Okay, so disclaimer again, this is really my 2 cents worth that I have spent many, many days trying to consolidate all my thinking and thoughts into today's video. Okay, so I think that this video is one of the hardest videos I have done. Okay, why? Because I've been doing this real estate job, right, in and out for the last 15 years, like really eating bread, going to toilet, sleeping like that. So to me, right, how to really conceptualize it, how to put it in words, how to make it into a video is really very difficult, because to me, it's a norm in doing it already. So in order for me to say it out parts by parts and able to explain, I think it's very difficult. So the number one biggest factor that I've come up with is human factor, human behavior, and managing people. Okay, to start this part, I have to say that I learned this like throughout my years in the industry and throughout my years as a human being, is that 人比鬼可怕. Okay, so in Chinese, it's called 人比鬼可怕 lah. If I translate to you, is that I think humans are more scary than ghosts. Okay, so why do I say so? To be frank with you, as a real estate agent, I feel that when I do sale or when I do purchase or when I do renter or tenant or whatsoever, I'm always the broker and the middle person. And as the middle person, right, on my left, on my right, right, total there's another 3 to 4 or 5 people that I have to handle and I have to manage. So first of all, let's say there's a buyer. The buyer may have 1%, 2%. That's where your first 1 and 2 come from. Then the co-broke agent, that's 1 more. That's 3 already. If your seller got 2 more, that's already 5. So how to really manage these emotions of these 3 party, as well as at least 3 different kind of people in different kind of position, I think that's very difficult. So I think the first most difficult thing that I have experienced in my real estate career is managing people. 要怎样去让人家开心, you know, how to make people happy, how to how to make people understand things correctly, how to handle people. You know, sometimes I have situations where the buyer don't like the seller or the seller don't like the buyer. But how to not let the buyer don't feel that the seller is very aggressive, or how to don't let the buyer feel that the seller is not aggressive. It's like how to moderate this whole thing and still make sure that I do the code of ethics correctly and I do the information dissemination correctly, and how to put all of them together and connect them and make sure that the whole process can be a happy process. I think this is really the toughest part that I have learned in my 15 years. So if you think that your relationship with your friends and your relationship with your family members are very difficult to manage, I can tell you that as a property agent trying to manage 3 different strangers, 4 different strangers at different positions is even worse. Nevertheless, there's always good and bad things that happen over here, lah. And this is why sometimes you meet nice people, sometimes you don't meet nice people. But it doesn't mean that you don't meet nice people means you'll be bad to them or you'll be not nice to them. So how to make not nice people nice is also a very tough skill that I have actually learned in this industry. So I don't know if you can actually feel what I'm trying to say, but to me, managing people and understanding the mindset of the person and how to correctly talk to the person, how to negotiate correctly, how to put across something in a way where it's not offensive. Sometimes my client may put something across to me to ask me to tell the other party. And this thing that they tell me, it may not be pleasant. It may be something that is offensive. How should I put this across in a not offensive way or in a more friendly manner? I think these are skills that I have learned in my last 15 years. Next, I feel that as a property agent, after so many years, I feel that I need to do 2 very important things, which is the legal and the finances part. So this is something that is very tough because as a property agent, I'm not a lawyer, but I need to give a lot of advice that is legal related as much as I can, but of course not crossing the line where some of the things is not my forte of my profession to advise. But I can use my experience from my cases to tell the customer that, okay, this one, there's this issue, you must be careful. Hey, this one, there's this issue, you must be careful. This one must be done like this. And then when customer have questions, when you are talking about property, it's a big sum of money. People have a lot of emotions. People have a lot of feelings towards it. How to calm them down and give them the answer correctly as fast as possible so that they feel comfortable. I think this is a skill. So throughout the 15 years, right, I feel that trying to learn the legal way and how legal works and how law works and how contract works and how to protect my clients and myself from a lot of other legal issues, I think is something that I've been very happy that I am able to achieve it. So as a real estate agent, you may think that it's an easy job, but when it comes to contract, when it comes to law, legal, what to do first, what to do next, everything actually affects the process and the I don't know how to tell you, but if you do this process wrongly, you may put yourself in some legal trouble if this thing is brought up to court. So what has to be done correctly, what has to be done in this way, is really come from experience. You don't really learn that much in your RES exam, in my opinion. Because all these things are through like experience with the lawyers. Lawyers recommend us CBD course, very specific niche CBD course that we attend to understand all these things. And the reason why we want to have all these things is to actually help our clients and to protect the customer. At the same time, we have to protect ourselves. Okay, so that is on the legal part. On the finances part is that, to be frank, after I become a real estate agent, right, I feel that the one interesting thing about Singapore property market is that we have CPF and cash. So unlike the other countries where they always talk about money, 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 just purely as cash, which is very simple. We have CPF, we have CPF law, we have the CPF sequence, and then we have cash, then we have retirement fund, we have special account, we have ordinary account and all these things. So it makes our job a little bit tougher than the other countries. So in Singapore, after becoming a real estate agent, I feel that not every customer is good at their mathematics. So I cannot say that I'm the best, but I feel that after so many years in the industry, numbers is something that you really have to master. So in order to be able to calculate and give the client the correct information and make the client feel comfortable and using numbers to point them in the correct direction, I think this is something that is very important. So as a real estate agent, can you really don't know how to count? I really don't think so. I think all real estate agents have to count. I know some agents that actually throw their cases to the bankers, let the bankers settle all the numbers, which I don't really think that is correct. I think the banker is there to qualify the information that you have done. Okay, but they shouldn't be the only one that able to calculate. So as a real estate agent, in my perspective, is that I have to calculate, I have to give the first stage information to my client. Then only when everything is confirmed, then I get the bankers to do the second stage to qualify what I have said. So I think as a real estate agent, you really, really need to be very good in your numbers, so as to give the correct information to your clients to make the correct decision. And last but not least, I think the two things that I have learned is that all these things actually constitutes back to experience and knowledge. So to really gain a lot of experience and knowledge in the industry is really just by doing and by learning. Is there a standard course that real estate agent attend, or is there a way to gain a lot of knowledge or gain a knowledge that you can really, really like go through this course, then you are already there, or you go and attend this class, then you're already there? To be frank, the sad truth about the real estate industry is there is a lot of training. But what is essential, what is not essential, what is something that you may need, what is something that you don't need? I think this is a very big question mark. So how to really suck all the information so that you are so that good to help your clients? I think that is the very tough part as a real estate agent. You need to know so many things in order to be ready to 救火. Okay, 救火 as in like save fire if there's a fire. So to me, right, I always tell my agents is that You need to be very experienced, you need to have knowledge, everything. Why? Very simple, because all these things is to protect the client if something happened, and also to protect yourself. So it's really not as easy as people think, that you put up an advertisement, you sell a house, and then you earn a commission, then viewing, you just open, and then you just sit there. I think a lot of times, right, all these small things that people see us doing, like conduct viewing, open the door, arrange viewing, they may think that, hey, these are like easy, you know, it's like something that personal assistant can be done, can do. Actually, to be frank with you all, I think it's true. All these things are very easy. So this is why I always tell the client that you look for me, it's really not for me to search properties for you. Because as of 2024, we have a lot of very well done property portals in the internet already, and everybody can use the filter, can use the search function. It's like Google, like that. Everybody can search by themselves. So the value of the agent doesn't really come from all these nitty gritty things like search for properties, you know, or things like open up the door and conduct a viewing. It's really very niche things that it's very hard to put it in words. I give you an example, like arrange viewing. How to arrange viewing in a way where sometimes the communication between two parties is very special. You also don't know how the other side wants to communicate. So how to make the other side feel comfortable, how to make the other side happy to open the unit for you at this certain date and time. This is skill leh. This one goes back to the first part that I say is a human skill. How to talk to the co-broke agent in the correct way so that the co-broke agent respect you and feel that yes, this is a worthy co-broke agent that may have a right buyer or right tenant for me. This is a skill. When we open for viewing, showing the house, is it a skill? To me, I don't think showing house is a skill. But it's a skill on how to identify the people coming in, who is the correct buyer, and how to identify the people that is coming in, who is the buyer that you should be focused on. And I think how to make sure that you control the environment correctly. Okay, I'll give you an example. Because you have a lot of viewings at one time. So is it healthy to talk about price in front of the other buyers in the unit? The answer is no. So how to manage every buyer to make sure that they view the house, they get a good first impression of the house, they get the correct info, they feel pleasant about the house, and at the same time, secure the buyer during that few minutes. To secure that buyer in that few minutes, it's really not about how good you are at telling the buyer, this is the kitchen, this is the toilet, this is the bedroom. It's really not like this. So it's very hard for me to tell you because there's many, many scenarios that may happen, and it takes a good agent and an experienced agent to know how to react and how to reply correctly during those scenarios. Okay, I don't know if I am explaining this all these pointers correctly or well enough for you to really understand how different and how difficult it is as for the real estate agent and the job of a real estate agent. Okay, but I also want to do this is because I feel that the consumers see it very easy, but behind the back and what you guys don't see is actually not that easy. So ultimately, for me as a real estate agent, to actually sum it up correctly, the job of the real estate agent, right, number one is to protect the customer. Because when you are doing real estate purchase or sale, right, it's about big money, it's about contract, it's about law, it's about finances, you sell, you need to buy another unit. How to protect them, make sure they always have a house to stay, how to protect them to make sure that you are selling it correctly, at the correct price, and then they are able to transit, and they know when they are going to move, and all these things. It's more the technical terms than really the selling of the house, or the purchase of the house. Number two, I think to educate the customer to help them make the right decision is also very important. When I say right decision, right, I think right decision is always being misunderstood. Right decision doesn't mean like a generic right decision. It means like the way to do it is like that. Everybody has to do it like that. It's not. Right decision is every customer has their preference, have their options. So how to make sure that you have give them enough information, you have give them enough knowledge for them to make that decision that is correct to them personally. It's not just a right decision, a generic right decision. That's not enough. Last but not least, to me, a property journey, whether is it a purchase or sale, is never, never an easy journey. I have been through many, many journeys with many, many customers, many, many people. When you are in that moment of buying a property or when you are in that moment of selling a property, is very different. Okay, this is like 旁观者清, something like that. I don't know whether I get my Chinese correct or not, my Chinese idioms correct or not, is that if something is happening, let's say you watch a basketball match, it's easier say than done and say that, hey, why this person don't do this? Hey, why this person don't do that? Hey, why this person lousy, should have do this? When you are not playing, you are standing outside. Yes, correct, you may have these views, but the person that is playing at the court is at a total different position. And when you put this scenario into property scenario, you realize that many people when buying property or when selling property, they get very stressed. there's a lot of thoughts going on. If you have the wrong kind of friends that keep giving you the false information, that's worse. So how to really make sure that the customer or the buyer and the seller is in the right mindset, in the right frame of mind, how to make them feel comfortable, how to make sure that the journey is smooth, the whole purchase process, they know what is going on, the whole sales process, they know what is going on, they feel rest assured that everything is safe. I think that is very, very important. Okay, so to me, I always try to give my customer heads up on what will happen next. Or okay, you sell a house like that, you buy a house like that. I will never tell them it's easy because I have never ever thought that selling house or buying a house or changing a house is a easy process. And what I have learned throughout the years is that when nothing happens, okay, you do anyhow, also okay one. But when something happens, you will not be able to sleep, okay? You will not be able to eat. You will not have appetite, okay? So the main important thing is that I always tell my agents, I always tell myself is that when we serve the customer or when we help the customer, it's very important that we do it correctly. 你要赚钱哦，你也要睡得着。 That's what I always say. You must make sure that you do everything sui sui so that you can go and sleep well. Your customer also can sleep well. Everybody can sleep well in the deal. If the whole deal is done correctly, is done safely, everything is being covered in the right direction, everybody will enjoy the real estate process. Everybody will enjoy the selling or the purchase process. But once something is not done correctly, the risk of problem happening is very, very high. So this is why I don't know whether I'm putting this across correctly, but I feel that a lot of people may not value the job of a property agent. But at the same time, I have to say that a lot of my clients value my job as their property agent, which I really appreciate it a lot, and thank you very much. Because it's really not as simple as what all these people have comment on Facebook and whatsoever. So that's it. This is all I can share. I've been trying to really conceptualize the thoughts that I have about my career. To be frank, this is very difficult. Like I share at the start of the video. So hope you like it. Hope you can spend less than a second to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Because again, this is really very tough for me to do because I've been doing this every day. Yes, it's in my blood. But to say everything out one by one and put it into a video is definitely very, very tough. So hope you understand. If you have any questions or you think that something that I didn't emphasize well enough, please leave a comment below. I'm more than willing to attend to it again and hope you enjoy it. I also did share in my Telegram group that I feel that in July and August, something big may happen. So stay tuned for the next video. Hit the subscribe button. I will do a video on that soon. I don't know what will happen, but I know something big will happen. And I will do a video before that thing happens to see if I'm really correct. So that's it. Bye-bye.